So while matriculants wait in anticipation for the results, getting yourself into a learning institution is, for some, the next step. That's if you're not deciding to take a gap year. I'm so glad I took a gap year. But anyway, we chat to Professor Mamokgethi Phakeng, who is obviously the Vice Chancellor for UCT. And a happy new year to you, Prof. Good to have you back.
Happy new year, Kino. Happy new year.
So what were you doing during the festive season? Did you kick your feet up and do very little, or did you keep yourself busy?
I did quite a lot, Kino. into Mexico, and then from Mexico, we went on a seven-day road trip from Cape Town to KZN, several places in KZN, and then to Gauteng, and then back to Cape Town. So it's been exciting. I did some crazy stuff, went on a swing,
good.
Sort of bungee jumping and stuff. Yeah.
Because sometimes people think professors don't have fun. But we know that you do, right? So, let's talk a little about UCT. It's top in Africa. If one looks at how well GSB is doing as well, a lot of people clamoring to get in. So, in terms of the admissions process itself, what can students expect?
Well, I mean, I think first of all, I have to say to students that we have received over 72,000 applications, and we have made 12,674 offers, and we've made those offers even though we know that some students, of course, might hold more than one offer because they may have submitted more than one application. So our target in terms of enrollment is 4,200, which is crazy because we've got to choose from 72,000. So first of all, I have to say congratulations to the students who have been made an offer. And I want to say to them, grab the opportunity. If you come and study at UCT, you are coming to study at a university that's in the top 100 in terms of graduate employability. We have 80% in the 2018 stats. We have 80% of our students being employed at the time of graduation, either employed or in self-employment or in postgraduate study. And so we are in the top 100 in the world to be in that league in terms of graduate employability. And this is important because it is one thing to get a degree, but it's quite another to get a job. We know that today. So come and study at a university that's not going to give you just high-quality education and outstanding networks, but will set you up well in terms of employability.
That is so essential, especially given our unemployment stats, highest in 11 years. I mean, the one that just makes my head spin, obviously, is the youth unemployment rate. There are myriad ways of dealing with it, but I think going to the right university is definitely one of it. What is your university? You see, because we talk about this crazy world that we live in. We talk about the life cycle of certain types of courses, for example. If you're doing a data science course and you do it over 3 years or whatever, the life cycle of that is so quick that by the time you get to your third year, whatever you did in your first year is irrelevant. What is the university doing to stay future relevant when it comes to the chaotic world in which we've immersed ourselves?
I mean, first of all, when we teach, we don't focus just on the content.
Yeah.
Our understanding is that education, university education, it's about knowing, doing, and being. So there's there's the content of what you learn, but more importantly is what is that knowledge that you're learning for. So skills that we foreground in our programs, cognitive flexibility is important. Mm. Digital literacy and computational thinking is important. Judgment and decision making, emotional and social intelligence, and they are of course included in the teaching of different programs in different ways, because we don't necessarily just have a course that says this course is going to prepare you for the fourth industrial revolution. Our view is that being able to cope in the future and with the uncertainty of the world in the future and in so much in the now as well, you're going to need these skills And so we embed these skills in what we teach now. Creative and innovative mindset is important. Being enterprising generally is key, and that's why we have a very vibrant student entrepreneurship program system in the university. Sometimes, in some cases, in terms of the postgraduate or undergraduate programs that we offer, but also in terms of residence activities and students' activities that we have. And that's why we won the top prize for the Entrepreneurial University last year at the DHET inaugural student entrepreneurship intervarsity competition.
Brilliant.
But our view is that even if you are going to be employed, it's important that you have an entrepreneurial mindset. It's important that you have a creative and innovative mindset, and you're very skilled in you know, critical thinking.
Yes.
And I think that's why our graduates are sought after. If you come to UCT, you're setting up yourself for success.
And also, well done on the whole D School link, because you guys are hosting the D School.
Absolutely. The D School is key. And the thing that we do with the D School is important because, I mean, design thinking is what you need for the future. You know, it's recognition that you don't solve problems with a capacity from one discipline. You draw from different ways of thinking, ways of being and doing to solve problems of the future.
Yeah.
But the D School, what we're doing that's very exciting is the fact that we actually make it possible for other students from other universities to come and join some of our programs, to come and study, to come and have a program. I think it's a 2-week program here at UCT, end of the year and sometime during the year. So we have opened up the D School for other
Brilliant.
University students in South Africa because we understand, I mean, our D School is one of the three in the world, and we would like other students across South Africa to have access to it.
And you also, I would imagine, I've heard that you also inculcate that into almost all the courses that you have at the university, because design thinking is a critical part of almost everything we do, where we deal with the qualitative side of research as well.
Absolutely. The D School is a key part of what we do. In fact, it's included across the faculties, the design thinking. We're also putting up a building. This year, we're going to be breaking ground to put up a building of our D School, and we're going to have a space there, a multidisciplinary space where different students and staff can meet. Because it's not just about how students are taught, but it's also a design thinking in terms of how you use it for your scholarship, for your research. And so there's going to be a space, a physical space there for students and staff to engage, drawing on the skills that students get in the NADI school.
Although I think the Plattner family have been... the amount of money they put into these sort of things is just phenomenal.
It is phenomenal, and it's visionary if you think about it. You have Hasso Plattner who believes in this in the concept of design thinking, and invests money to get skilled in this. And we at UCT are fortunate to have this opportunity and work with the Plattner family in building the school and also in creating space for this kind of work to happen. It's really an exciting journey. Creativity, teamwork, and finding new ways of thinking about the world's challenges that's available not only for UCT students, but for students across South Africa. Who gets invited to participate routinely throughout the year.
And finally, Momkhati, what message do you have to students who, more than likely will be studying at UCT for the very first time? What should they expect, in terms of what the university seeks from them? Because it's very different to high school. Depends which high school you went to, but it's very different to high school.
Yeah. It is very different to high school, and I would say if you're coming to UCT, first, if you've made an offer, make no mistake, grab that offer. You will not regret. And if you come here, you will be challenged, no doubt about it. You will be challenged, but that's what university education should do. Mm. If it doesn't challenge you, you've been cheated. It should stretch you to think beyond what you've done before. You're going to be interacting with students from 109 countries in the world. So you'll get an international campus here, an experience that will give you a sense of people from other countries in the world. Not only that, but you know, if you're in a campus with people from 109 countries, there's also an opportunity of building networks for life.
For sure.
So if you come here, you're going to be in the same class with other students who are as intellectually gifted as you are, who are as ambitious as you are. So it's going to be a competitive environment. But as long as you selected to study at UCT, it means you are capable. You can do it. So never forget that. Come in here, put in the work, and you will make it and get out here with strong networks, a good education, and an institution that will back you for the rest of your career.
You know what? I don't know why you guys have marketing departments. They should just get you to do interviews. And by the way, you don't know it yet, but you are going to join me to talk about that piece you wrote about taxing the rich. But we'll wait.
Yes.
Before we bring the spoon out, we'll give it another week. Let people get back from holiday, and then we can all go gaga again. But I'd like to invite you for that as well, Prof. But thank you so much.
I'd be happy to do that. Thank you so much, Kino, and Happy New Year to you. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Absolute pleasure. Happy New Year to you as well.